exactly what they're doing.
Okay. Okay. Bulging.
Good. And if you washed a shirt and it wasn't sanitized, it might
smell.
If you washed it in hot water. And it would be smaller when you finished than it was when you started.
No comment. It might. No comment. I'm sorry to say that, I hope your shirt doesn't shrink.
Okay.
When we wash it.
Yesterday.
I hope your shirt doesn't shrink.
Yesterday.
I hope your shirt doesn't shrink. Shrink, shrink, shrunk. No, shrink. Shrink. I would say, David, I washed your shirt today and it shrunk.
And
yes.
Your shirt has
horribly incorrect.
Your shirt has
shrunk.
Okay. When a girl goes out to a party, in getting ready, you would say that she likes to
primp.
All right. Would you say the same thing about a man?
Primp. A man. No, I wouldn't say a man wants to primp. No, okay. I don't know what I would say. He's getting ready for a date, I wouldn't say.
Okay, if a person likes to wear good clothes all the time, you would say they like to?
Dress.
Okay, is that man or woman?
Man. Woman. Man or woman, either one.
Okay. What do you call a small leather container with a clasp on it that women would carry change in?
A purse.
Okay. Does the word purse apply to a big thing as well as just a small thing for the change?
Oh, for the change, I thought about that after I'd said a purse. A billfold?
Well, that would hold
change.
Bills, of course. But if it
didn't
hold
into
bills, it just held the change.
Change purse.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, change purse.
What do you call the thing that a woman wears around her wrist?
Watch.
What else?
Bracelet.
All right. And if there were a lot of little things strung up together around her neck, what would you call that?
Beads. Necklaces.
Okay. And in talking about beads, would you say a something of beads?
Pearl, string of beads.
Okay.
Strand of beads.
Okay. Did you ever hear a pair of beads?
No. Pair of beads, no.
All right. What do men use to hold up their trousers, not spell?
Suspenders.
All right. You know any older words for that?
Let's say suspenders or, wow. Garters for their socks. Did men wear garter belts? I can't think of another term other than suspenders.
All right. What do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
Any other names?
No.
Okay.
Umbrella.
And when you're making a bed, what do you call the last thing that you put on top?
The bedspread.
Any other names for that? Old-fashioned names?
Coverlets.
Okay.
Comforters.
Is a comforter the same thing as a bedspread?
No. Comforter is very padded, quilted type, very lightweight type of bed covering. And a bedspread to me is like just that. I mean, a spread that covers the bed and not necessarily used for covering. Mm-hmm. And the comforter is just, the comforter would be something that you would sleep under. And a bedspread necessarily wouldn't be. You like to keep your bedspreads neat and pull them back before you.
What's another similar type of thing that women used to
quilt.
Make?
Quilt. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know anything about quilt making?
Very, very little, other than